This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wrap.
In Istanbul, Turkish police attacked and arrested hundreds of people at the Istanbul Pride March on June 26. They even arrested journalists reporting on the event. And the number of arrests was three times the total arrested during the previous seven Istanbul Pride Marches combined. And 34 of those arrested were under 18. Local officials had banned the march, citing security concerns and the need to uphold public order.
Now, it's important to point out, Istanbul Pride used to be massive. It used to be one of the biggest, certainly in Eastern Europe, 100,000 participants at its peak in about 2014. And then with the change of government, a severe crackdown to the point where even trying to have a Pride parade results in arrests and attacks.
Yes, that new president, he's not new, he's been there for several
years. President Erdogan.
Now. That's right, yeah, he is so right wing.
I just had a look, their next election is due in 2023, so the next 12 months will be very, very interesting, I would think, in terms of if there's an opposition there. But, I mean, this was a very targeted, very planned response. They were making preemptive arrests before the march had started. They shut down the metro officials. They took people from cafes. There were 52 arrests before the march had even begun.
Just for good measure. Yeah. And they put up metal barriers and there were lines of police in riot gear cordoning off the streets.
And some of the human rights organisations were putting out on Twitter that their activists were held in vehicles without air conditioning for hours and denied access to food and water.
Yeah, which is Istanbul summer, I can tell you, that wouldn't be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so humid and so hot there.
Absolutely. Mm. Chaos GL is the major LGBT group there, and we have put in a call to try and speak to them about this one. There are reports that their lawyers who went in to try and free or get people out on bail, were met with police aggression and the police basically prolonged the detention of the people that they'd arrested.
Mm. Yes, very disappointing.
So that's not the kind of pride we want to be talking about, but it does again show that there are various types of prides around the world.
Yes, and you have to really guard the advances that you've made because they can all be snatched back from you.
Absolutely. Lebanon is another place where there was quite advances in the acceptance of having pride, but that has since changed. So a very large billboard that was created in Lebanon to celebrate Pride has come under attack. It's called the Blooming Billboard, which was full of flowers that formed the LGBTQ Pride flag. The organiser said the flowers represented that we always bloom no matter what obstacles we face. Mm-hmm. The day before the billboard was vandalised, Lebanon's interior minister instructed the National Police Force, which generally deals with sort of counter-terrorism and public order type things, to, quote, immediately take the necessary measure to prevent any type of celebration, meeting or gathering of LGBT people.
Yeah, and he did that after he'd seen calls on social media to organise parties and events, which he said were promoting homosexuality. And it was after he'd had word from religious figures rejecting the spread of this phenomenon. That's what he said.
It really shows the power of these leaders to influence an outcome. So in this case, people have, heard a call and taken action. Imagine what that would happen if they did something different, if they, said something positive, if they attended an event like happens in so many pride events, particularly in our part of the world.
Yes, yes.
Mm. Not good news.
Not at all.
More not and good. It's a not a good news night, I'm afraid.
We can't finish with a good news story because it's not good news in Romania. They're looking at a Russian-style anti-gay propaganda bill. It would ban minors from being exposed to so-called gay propaganda in schools and in public life. Yeah, it's going to fuel Russian propaganda and disinformation campaigns and reinstate censorship in Romania, which of course was a formerly communist country.
It's gone through one house and it's sitting with the other one. It's due to be voted on this month.
Correct, yes.
And of course the religious groups are in there advocating for its progression through the Romanian parliament.
Yes, because they say that these gender theories have taken Western Europe by storm and they're endangering Christian values and the traditional Christian family. But activists say the bill harms the very people it claims to want to protect. If children's right to information and education can be censored, all youngsters will suffer. Mm.
And in brief, Amazon has bowed to UAE pressure to restrict LGBTI search results.
And in Thailand, LGBTQ plus couples can now seek mortgages from the government housing bank.
And UK Bank Halifax has told customers to close their accounts if they're offended by the gender pronoun badges that their staff wear.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.